Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Shayna Farfel with Occupational Health.
Today we're speaking with Dr. Alita Simmons, Assistant Professor of Dermatology, who also helps to run and coordinate the Skin of Color Clinic here at Vanderbilt University Medical Center. Dr. Simmons, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
As we're approaching winter, when a lot of us struggle with, you know, dry, itchy, irritated skin, and for our medical professionals who are washing their hands constantly throughout the day and probably even more so during the pandemic, and for whom this can become an even greater challenge, I wanted to focus on a skin condition known as hand dermatitis that we see a lot in the occupational setting. So can you tell me, what is hand dermatitis and what causes it?
When people typically come in with hand dermatitis, they usually have signs of dry, scaly, or chapped skin on the hands. They may see redness or even dark brown areas of irritated skin. It's often particularly itchy. Patients may have blisters or even fissures in the skin. It typically affects the palms or the fingers or the fingertips or a combination of those. Patients may also say, you know, those cracks are bleeding or they find that they have weeping. And usually in adults, it's caused by an exposure to a chemical or something that they are handling with their hands at their job. Oftentimes, people who have a history of atopic dermatitis, or what we commonly call eczema, they can be more prone to develop hand dermatitis as well. So to keep it plain, an itchy rash, it may be red or scaly or both, that appears on the hands that causes patients a lot of itching.
You touched on this a bit, but any other populations that may be at increased risk for this condition specifically?
Definitely. So in terms of occupations, people who work with cleaning materials, so the staff at our hospital that do janitorial work, cement workers, people who work with paper can also often get a dermatitis to that, or we also call dermatitis like eczema or a rash. People who work in factories, they often are wearing gloves for long periods of time. People who wash their hands frequently, like you said before, that wet to dry cycle, washing the hands and drying the hands, often leads to irritation because our skin has a barrier. And once you break that barrier down with dryness and cracking in the skin, things that we handle can often get into the skin. We become sensitive to it and are more likely to develop a rash from it. And we also can't leave out kids. One example is children that like to play with the slime. And if they already have a history of eczema, the things in the slime can often cause them a rash.
We talked about symptoms, signs and symptoms a little bit. I didn't know if you wanted to expand on that at all in terms of what folks may see that may, you know, guide them to know to come and be seen in the clinic. Things to look out for.
Typically, people will try things at home before they present to the clinic. So by the time we see them, they've had hand dermatitis for a while, and now it's affecting their day-to-day life. Patients say, you know, I can no longer work comfortably. I'm miserable. What can I do? Mm-hmm. So at that point, we have to take a history in terms of what are they exposed to at work? What do they do at home? What are their hobbies? Some bakers, those at work, or people who do it, you know, often at home, can sometimes get a hand dermatitis too. So we really need to know what patients are doing in their jobs and outside of their jobs, because that's going to be key to treating them. Patients often come in and say, you know, I'm a babysitter. I watch kids frequently. I work at a daycare. And then, you know, we want to know, well, are you using wipes? How often are you washing your hands? So those types of questions are very important. And when patients usually present to us, we're doing some investigative work to find out what they may be in contact with in order to stop, one, the irritation and the itching in the skin, calm down the inflammation to try to get their hands to heal.
And so once you do that investigation and history, what are some of the recommended treatments for the condition?
One great start for patients is doing patch testing. we need to see what the patient is allergic to. And this entails using allergens or common things that people are allergic to in terms of what they're using based on their history, and also getting information from their employer about what types of chemicals they're exposed to at work. And then we use that to place patches of those allergens on the patient's back. And this is done over a course of a week where we see the patient three times to place the patches, look at the patches midweek on a Wednesday, and then look at them again on a Friday in order to see if they've had an allergic reaction to anything. So once we find out if a patient is allergic to a substance, we then can go into a database for contact allergens and give patients a list of things that they can use that do not have those chemicals or other items in them that shouldn't cause them a rash. And then also patients that work at factories or even bakeries, they do paper or woodwork. We need to know what types of gloves can be accessible to them at their jobs, because oftentimes we'll have people wear cotton gloves. The cotton gloves will absorb any moisture from sweating or heat that they may work with, and then put another type of glove over that in order to protect them from the chemicals they're using. Because the type of glove may matter, because some chemicals can seep through particular types of gloves depending on what they're allergic to or what they use at work. Another thing that's really important is barrier repair. So I said in eczema, the skin barrier has been, you know, injured. So we need to try to support it and help it heal. So moisturization, white petrolatum, a moisturizer such as Vanny Cream that doesn't have too many allergens in it is going to be helpful for that barrier repair. And then we need to treat the inflammation. So we use topical steroids or even non-steroidal medications to get the inflammation down. But then if those things don't work, then we may have to do other treatments like phototherapy or oral medications.
For some of our workers who may be, you know, most at risk for this condition, what are some recommendations in terms of prevention, you know, prior to symptom onset?
Patients with atopic dermatitis may want to meet with their doctors even as early as teenage years to think about what they may want to do for a career, because this may impact their life as they're more susceptible to developing hand dermatitis. So that's the biggest part of prevention, but some patients may not think about that. So they're already in a profession that they love and they've developed hand dermatitis. It's important that they work with their dermatologist to come up with a plan to treat their dermatitis and to also prevent it from recurring.
Well, Dr. Simmons, thank you so much for sharing your expertise with us today. I think, you know, we've got a lot of employees, you know, certainly cooks and hospital workers and daycare providers who I think could probably benefit a lot from this information. And we truly appreciate your time today. So thanks again.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening. If you have a story suggestion, you can use the Contact Us page on our website at www.vumc.org/health-wellness.